Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Brett Boynton, who is CEO of Tectonic Gold. How are you today, Brett?
Good morning, Jack. Hi.
Tectonic, not totally high profile at the moment as far as the London stock market. Tell us a bit about it.
Sure. So we're on the Aquis Exchange, and I guess to a large extent we're sort of been working at being quiet achievers for some time. A lot of research and development has gone into an exploration approach that we've developed, technology that we've pioneered to go after intrusive related gold systems on the east coast of Australia. So we're in a prolific gold belt in Queensland, many large discoveries there. Mount Morgan, probably the most famous, you know, multi-million ounce deposits along this belt. And what we say is the easy to find gold has been found. Now we need to think a bit harder about how we're going to find the next generation of discoveries to continue the gold industry in Australia. And so we're looking at systems that haven't been recognized by historic explorers, or haven't had the obvious surface expression to attract further exploration. And using our knowledge of intrusive related gold systems and applying some new technology and some smarts, we've built out a portfolio of what we believe are very highly attractive large-scale targets in Queensland.
There are plenty of companies around which have done very well in terms of investor interest, share price, etc. since the pandemic started. I won't mention any names, but it almost seems to be the case that any small company with a focus on Australia in your space has been a stock to follow or a company to follow. Is there much else to know apart from, you know, your gold and your Australia and you know what you're doing?
Sure. We're right in the middle of a drilling program. We've been very successful with our early results out of that drilling program. So we're exploring a very large discovery that we've made at Specimen Hill. We've got a 4 kilometer long strike that we've mapped at surface, and we've started drilling that out. We've tested the first sort of 800 meters of that strike, and we've got consistently intersected mineralization along that strike. So down to about 100 meters, and we focus on the shallower material first because that's the easy open pit mining opportunity just to start with. But certainly the types of system that we're looking at tends to be what we call vertically extensive, so it'll be, you know, 500 meters plus, and we see that from the geophysics that we've conducted, the structure that we know hosts the gold-bearing mineralization that is open at depth beyond 500 meters. So we're shaping up a very large-scale opportunity here. You can imagine, you know, 4 kilometers long, over 500 meters deep, and we're getting some consistently good grades above sort of 2 grams per ton gold up to, you know, 30 grams per ton. And coincident with that, we're hitting some good copper grades as well. That's important because we see the majors moving into the region. We've got Rio Tinto's just taken a large tenement to the north of us last year, and so they're going to start working that up. They're after the copper, of course, and you know, we see other larger players in the space. And then on the gold side, the area that we're in is host to Newcrest and Evolution, the two largest players in the Australian gold market.
Two, I suppose, key questions. You're at a 10, 11 million pound market cap at the moment. What is the scope, you think, for upside in terms of valuation? And obviously the other aspect, which private investors seem to be keen on, is our timelines, time frames. Are they going to be hanging around for a year or two or a month or two? What are we looking like on those two particular issues, if you can answer them?
Sure. Let me pick those up in reverse order. In terms of time frame, we've already started publishing some results out of our drilling campaign, and that's attracted some interest, and we've got plenty more to come. We will follow this up with analysis and then get back into drilling. It's a very large target we're going after, our first target at Specimen Hill. And then we've also started working up Mount Cassidy. Now, the reason for that leads into the second question, what's the corporate strategy and you know, how are we going to transform the company? What's the upside potential? So you mentioned that there's been quite a lot of interest in Australian gold, and certainly we've seen the performance out of some of our kind of peers, like Greatland's had an excellent run, and prior to them Gold Road, which is ASX listed. And the approach they took was to do that early exploration work, you know, prove the thesis, find the gold, start to delineate the ore body, and then bring in a larger balance sheet partner. So, you know, a bigger player that can potentially take these all the way through into production. And we're looking to do exactly the same thing. So we're a specialist exploration group. Certainly our team has experience in taking projects into production. And part of our thinking when we filter projects is, what is the potential for this in production? We see the majors looking for projects with a scale of sort of 3 million ounces plus. And so that's one of the filters we apply. If we don't think there's significant scale potential and an opportunity to bring in a larger partner, then that's not for us. That's just our particular corporate strategy. And so far, we've been, you know, very positive on everything we've seen out of both Specimen Hill and Mount Cassidy. The scale potential's there. We're getting grade. It's consistent. All of our targeting is proving very, very accurate. All of the technology we've deployed to kind of look deeper undercover and stitch these projects and opportunities together, that's all coming out positive. So at this stage, we think there's a lot of upside potential, and you know, the triggers for that are going to be more positive results out of the assays we have in the lab already, more drilling to come, and then corporate opportunities, and we'll be looking to bring bigger partners in to help us take these projects forward.
Right, and finally, just with regard to the Aquis exchange, and I'll frame the question maybe in a reverse fashion. Would you say that being on the Aquis exchange actually means that, let's say, for people who may have missed the boat on some of the other names you mentioned, you've actually got a hidden gem here because of the less high-profile, perhaps, nature of the Aquis exchange for companies?
Yes, certainly. We get this question a lot. You know, why did you choose the Aquis? Why haven't you looked at the AIM or even the ASX? We think that the Aquis team is just doing a fantastic job building the profile of the exchange. We've started to see an increase in liquidity, and just recently we've seen some pretty large IPOs being planned for the Aquis exchange. So it's a good home for us. It's been an effective home for us to date. Obviously, we're discussions with lots of companies all of the time. So we're looking at partnerships, opportunities with companies listed on larger and more liquid exchanges. But for us, we're very positive on the work being done to progress the profile of the Aquis, and with that, all of the companies like us that call it home at the moment.
Okay, on that note, Brett Boynton, CEO at Tectonic Gold, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.